Coach Bill O'Brien with us at the NFL meetings in Orlando. Coach, what is this process like for you, being part of this group, being with all these head coaches?
Yeah, it's a great experience, you know, to sit in these meetings and look around and see some of the great coaches in this league and know that you're a part of that club now is it's inspiring. It's pretty cool.
What about some of these rule changes and everything? Do you have an opinion on that, where this stuff might go?
You know, having just come back to the league, you know, a couple months ago, I don't really have a strong opinion on these rules. There's certain rules that I hope that they don't change, like the blocking 1 yard over the line of scrimmage, things like that. But if they do, then we'll just coach it up and get it right. But I think next year I'll probably have a stronger opinion about the rules.
You mentioned you want your quarterbacks to be able to do a lot pre-snap. How difficult is it to assess based on what you've seen in college and some of the pro day work you've done with these guys?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's not an easy thing to be able to judge off a film. You have to get the young man in a room and interview him and get him up on the board and ask him what he did with some of the things in their scheme in college and try to do the best you can to decide whether this guy would be able to handle it or not.
How much do grades swing or change based on what happens between college and now? You mentioned this during your press conference that, hey, guys have to get better during this time of year.
Yeah, I think it's a factor. I see guys improve all the time between the end of their season and then when the draft occurs. So, and you have to keep track of that, and that's what we're trying to do. And yeah, I think it's a factor.
What about running back, Coach? You have Arian Foster. You mentioned he should be good to go for spring, but you're bound to be looking for extra guys there.
Yeah, we need more running backs. We you know, right now we don't have enough, and you know, we'll do a good job of drafting guys and making sure that we have enough in the building when minicamp starts.
What about defensively? Because I know you signed Poe at nose tackle and everything, but you still need more bodies there because you lost a bunch in your front seven.
Same thing there. You know, we're still free agency still going on, so we're still looking at some guys in free agency. And at the same time in the draft, we're going to have to do a really good job of bringing some guys in, some bodies for that position.
Is it what's the process like as you see this roster start to come into shape? You still have the draft. You mentioned 11 picks, but you still have some free agency work to do.
Yeah, it's still I would say we're in the middle of the process, you know, because we still have guys out there in free agency that we're talking about and talking to, and then we still have the draft ahead of us. So this thing will start coming together, you know, after the draft with rookie minicamp. You'll start seeing the 90 guys in the room, and that's when you'll start trying to shape your team based on who's in that room.
Having the number one pick, it enables you to try on different decisions every day, right? Because you can choose anybody you want.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios. I mean, do you pick somebody? Do you have a trade partner? Do you who are you going to pick when it's time for you to make the pick, whether it's the first pick the first round or the first pick of the fifth round? You know, you have to do a good job of making sure that you have your ducks in a row and then be able to react when things change, and that's what we're doing right now.
Tell me about Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he brings to your offense.
Very smart, good team guy, good leader. He's had a lot of production in this league. Everyone I spoke to that coached him had great things to say about him. So we're really excited about having him on our roster and looking forward to working with him in April.
You were asked about T.J. Yates and Case Keenum coming to camp. You said, why not? You have a lot of roster availability.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring 90 guys to camp. I don't see why we couldn't have four guys in camp, you know, including a drafted quarterback in our camp. So, you know, those guys have been told it's a competition, and they'll get reps, and everybody's there to compete. We're trying to put together a very competitive roster.
With extra practices, you have a lot of activity right around the draft, on the field and off. So that's going to be a very busy time.
That's a very busy time, you're right. But, you know, during this time where we're kind of had a lot of time, now we better be ready for those that period of time where it does get busy, you know. So that week of the draft, we have a voluntary veteran mini camp, and then that leads right into the draft. And then after the draft, the weekend following the draft, we have a rookie mini camp. So we'll be rolling pretty good at that time.
Have you settled into Houston okay, or is it still a whirlwind?
No, we've settled in well. We're moving into a house sometime in April. My family's here, and we're just excited to be here. It's a great city. The people have been great, and we're just looking forward to putting together a winner for Houston.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Best of luck.
You got it, Mark. Thanks.